Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrubstep of Central Washington for Tuesday, April 28th. Ellensburg City utility customers will pay more for electricity starting May 1st. The City Council approved a 3.75% rate increase last week on a 4-1 vote, with Council Member Sarah Beauchamp casting the lone no vote. The same percentage increase is scheduled to hit again in January 2027 and January 2028. Council members based the decision on a consultant study that said the city's electricity utility couldn't cover its operations and debt costs without higher rates. Resident Pat Kelleher asked the council to reserve cheaper Bonneville Power Tier 1 electricity for residential customers, but Councilmember Nancy Lilquist said she didn't want to penalize commercial customers to do it. Kittitas Valley Fire and Rescue is looking for another fire chief. Interim Chief Roy Palmer resigned last week after only 3 months on the job. Following a closed-door performance review by the Board of Commissioners, his resignation takes effect May 14. Palmer told the Daily Record he wasn't right fit for the organization and that the working conditions weren't working for him. He had signed a 12-month contract at $185,000 per year. Public health officials said Kittitas County is now in measles outbreak status. 3 confirmed cases prompted the State Department of Health to declare the outbreak last Thursday. Students, staff, and volunteers at Valley View Elementary may have been exposed between April 8th and 15th. Unvaccinated students can't return to the school until after May 5th. The County Public Health Department is asking anyone who may have been exposed and isn't sure of their vaccination status to stay home and call a medical provider. A Morgan Middle School teacher is one step away from a national prize. Susie Gestalter, who teaches 8th grade English and history, made the top 5 in the America's Favorite Teacher contest. The grand prize is $25,000, a school visit from Bill Nye, a Reader's Digest feature, and a Hawaii trip. Last June, Gestalter was diagnosed with stage 4 colorectal cancer and rushed into the emergency surgery. She told the Daily Record she'd give part of her winnings to her sister and brother-in-law, who also have cancer. Voting is open every hour at americasfaveteacher.org/2026/SusieGetalter-2. The County Solid Waste Advisory Committee meets tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Board of Commissioners Auditorium with a WebEx option available. Vallow Tasting Room on the south end of town hosts Industry Appreciation Day starting at 3 p.m. 3 city councils happen tonight, Roslyn at 5 p.m., Clee Ellum and Kittitas both at 6 p.m., all at their respective city halls. And the Ellensburg High School Orchestra is putting on a rock concert. 40 students will play Metallica, Nirvana, Coldplay, Guns N' Roses, Imagine Dragons, Journey, and a Santana medley. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. at the Morgan Performing Arts Center inside Morgan Middle School. The program starts at 6 p.m. The concert is free and donations are welcome.
This is your sports report. Now, of course, I am Ryan Gildersleeve, and I am here to recap for you what happened last week in Wildcat sports and, of course, what's going to happen as we make our way through this week. Now, of course, it all started last week on Friday, where your Wildcats headed out to the track and field Cougar Classic at WSU in Pullman, Washington. Now, the results for that matchup are available, of course, online at Wildcatsports.com, but it's kind of an intriguing one, folks, and I'll tell you why. Because you made your way through that event, and I, of course, lost my spot on my webpage, but you know, you made your way through that event, and you saw a couple of different very interesting results from your Wildcats. Let's go ahead and let's pull that up here as we talk just a little bit about what it is that we saw out there. Now, of course, folks, they went out to the Cougar Classic, and you saw a couple of different competitors make their way out and, of course, go and compete. So with that, you had the Wildcat men's team winning in the 100 meters and 200 meters with freshman Colton Magruder. You also had a number of different other people making their way into this event to really, I mean, just kind of take over and show that the Wildcats have what they need to do, right? So the Wildcat women's 4x400 was great. You had a number of different Wildcats making their way out there. They had a first place finish there. So there really was a whole lot of different there really was a whole lot of different events throughout that matchup that you might want to go back and see. So with that, you are absolutely able to do so online at wildcatsports.com. So with that, let's go ahead and let's move into our other events here. Is what we did see from your baseball and softball teams also kicked off on Friday. Your baseball team would welcome St. Martin's University and the Saints, while your softball team would welcome Montana State Billings and the Yellow Jackets, where both your baseball and softball teams would just lay it down, right? So all victories through Friday. Your baseball team wins 13-7 in their first matchup of the day, while their second matchup would be a 2-1 win over the Saints, while your softball team on the other side of things, they'd win their first matchup 4-3, while then winning their second 6-5. So a very great day to kick off the Wildcat action last week before Saturday kicked off the second day of course, baseball and softball action for both of your respective teams. And both of those games were kind of interesting here. So your Wildcat softball team in their first matchup of the day would run rule the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets in 5 innings, winning 13-3. But for their second matchup in a 9-inning bout, they would win 10-9. On the other side of things, your baseball team on Saturday would drop their first matchup to St. Martin's 3-9, while their second matchup would also be a 0-9 loss. That takes us into this week where, folks, it actually all begins today. Your track and field team will welcome the GNAC Combined Event Championships for outdoor season, starting actually 47 minutes ago, at least as of the time that this is being recorded. Now, with that, that's going to carry us through today and tomorrow. And of course, you can find all of the events for it online at wildcatsports.com and results as they are posted. Though that is not going to be the end of the matchups this week for your Wildcat teams. Your baseball team will start off on Thursday. Yes, that's right, folks. Thursday this week, where they will actually face off with Northwest Nazarene and the Nighthawks, the 24th ranked team in the nation for D2 baseball. Those matchups will take place in Nampa, Idaho this week, and the first couple will begin at 2 and 5 p.m. on Thursday. That will carry us a little bit further into the weekend, where what we'll see on the first of the month this Friday will be your baseball team, of course, continuing through that four-game set out in Northwest Nazarene. But it's going to be kind of interesting because on Friday, the times will shift a bit. They're going to compete first at noon and then at 3 p.m. against Northwest Nazarene on Friday, as opposed to those times we listed for Thursday. Then also on Friday, your softball team will begin in Nampa, Idaho, their four-game set against the Nighthawks. Now, on the softball side of things, Northwest Nazarene not ranked, but still a formidable opponent, and they will face off with your Wildcats at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. beginning Friday. That'll take us into Saturday, where your softball team will wrap up their four-game set with Northwest Nazarene in Nampa at 11 and 1 p.m. respectively. And folks, that is going to do it for this week in Wildcat Sports.
In weather, the forecasted high tomorrow is Ellensburg is 63 degrees with a low of 40 degrees, partly sunny with northwest winds of 9 to 16 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. The sunset is at 8.07 p.m., and there is no rain in the forecast. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Mac and cheese with green beans and mixed fruit. The senior lunch is open to all seniors, age 60 plus, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table, and noon to 1 p.m. at the Clea Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm one of the hosts for this show, DJ John Morgan. You can get all the news and events around Ellensburg and the Kittitas Valley on our website at ebergradio.org. And broadcasting from the heart of Washington State, this is Ellensburg Community Radio.